keep us both alive. St. Brendan, won't you save me from that old stone wall? I'll be home when the sign says Donegal. Started out in Dublin town, a pint in Temple Bar. Drove straight through to Newport, saw the bridge and wrecked the car. One Friday night in Mayo, it was Raymond, Mike and me. The crackin' old Kalala kept me up till 3:30. Driving down the road on the wrong damn side. Hope that Irish trucker lord can keep us both alive. St. Brendan, won't you save me from that old stone wall? I'll be home when the sign says Donegal. There was that night in Donegal, your woman from Tyrone. In an agreed Joe sang for me, I sang country roads. Near Crawley I got somewhat lost, made me 9 new friends. It's a piece from Colorado, but I'm going back again. I'm driving down the road on the wrong damn side. Hope that Irish trucker lord can keep us both alive. St. Brendan, won't you save me from that old stone wall? I'll be home when the sign says Donegal. Driving down the road on the wrong damn side. Hope that Irish trucker lord can keep us both alive. St. Brendan, won't you save me from that old stone wall? I'll be home when the sign says Donegal. I'll be home when the sign says Donegal.
Edgewater's own Patrick McElhinney. Original composition called The Wrong Damn Side. And so I started out in Dublin town and made my way north to Mayo, then drove around from Mayo, did a couple of road trips up into Sligo, Donegal, a little bit of time in Leitrim, saw the old friends from Pinch of Snuff. Two of the four guys were there. And then, time in Galway, Cork, and then home. But a lot of time in the on the road, in the car, seeing old friends. Saw Christina Noble in Dublin. Caught up with Mick and Jean Bulger in Cork. And also caught a show from John Spillane. And so I've picked out music tonight that, well, not just music, I got a couple of poems as well, because in Dublin there is an incredible exhibition on the life of Seamus Heaney. And so I've teed up a couple of Seamus Heaney poems that I thought were particularly moving and read by Seamus Heaney. He was one of the four Irishmen who has won the Nobel Prize. And anyway, here is one called The Rain Stick, and it was written by Heaney, and there is an actual rain stick in the exhibit that you can play with. And so here's The Rain Stick, and then I'll follow that up with The Boglands.
The Spirit Level. The Rain Stick. For Beth and Rand. Upend the rain stick, and what happens next is a music that you never would have known to listen for. In a cactus stalk, downpour, sluice rush, spillage and backwash come flowing through. You stand there like a pipe being played by water, You shake it again lightly, and diminuendo runs through all its scales like a gutter stopping trickling. And now here comes a sprinkle of drops out of the freshened leaves, then subtle little wets off grass and daisies, then glitter drizzle, almost breaths of air. Upend the stick again. What happens next is undiminished for having happened once, twice, 10, 1,000 times before. Who cares if all the music that transpires is the fall of grit or dry seeds through a cactus? You're like a rich man entering heaven through the ear of a raindrop. Listen now again. Bogland, for T.P. Flanagan. We have no prairies to slice the big sun at evening. Everywhere the eye concedes to encroaching horizon is wooed into the cyclops eye of a tarn. Our unfenced country is bog that keeps crusting between the sights of the sun. They've taken the skeleton of the great Irish elk out of the peat, set it up an astounding crate full of air. Butter sunk under more than 100 years was recovered salty and white. The ground itself is kind black butter, melting and opening underfoot, missing its last definition by millions of years. They'll never dig coal here, only the waterlogged trunks of great firs, soft as pulp. Our pioneers keep striking inwards and downwards. Every layer they strip seems camped on before. The bog holes might be Atlantic seepage. The wet centre is bottomless.
Seamus Heaney, incredible artist. Speaking of incredible artists, saw a performance by John Spillan in a tiny little venue in an attic above Bob's Bar in Durrow in County Leash, just on the border of, what is it? Just across from Kilkenny. And fine show. He has a new CD coming out in October. And if I can work it out with him, I'll try and get an interview with him for a show next month and talk about his new CD. He is just such a fine musician, singer, songwriter. And anyway, one of my favorite songs, and according to himself in a book that he released last year, when he talks about the origins of all of his songs. It's one that is his favorite as well. It's called All the Way You Wander.
Searching for the island of your heart's desire, where the sun is always shining and the oranges grow on the trees. You only have to wait 2 seconds there for everything you please in a garden of daisies. A circle of light, searching for the take the long way, if you take the long way home, don't where the magicians and the dreamers roam, through the mountains of morning, through the valleys of night, searching for the island of your heart's delight. I wait for you like a true friend. I wait for you till the very end. All the ways you wander, all the ways you roam, all across great oceans, all across the foam, through the faraway houses, through the sunsets on fire, searching for the island of your heart's desire.
Ready. Corkman, John Spillane. Tried to talk him into potentially coming to the Spanish Peaks Festival, which is coming up in September. I'll talk about that on my program next week and play songs from the artists who are going to be at Spanish Peaks. And I'll also try to pick up tunes from artists who are going to be at the Long's Peak Scottish-Irish Highland Festival as well. But this week, I just want to focus on songs that remind me of things I did and saw on my trip, one of which was a wonderful reintroduction, or introduction, I guess, to a fine Sligo artist. He's a flute player and a lilt singer named Colm O'Donnell. And during the day, he's a farmer. And when he's not doing farm work, he's making lovely music. And so here are a couple of tunes from Colm O'Donnell. I'll talk more about them after I play them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Colum O'Donnell, fine whistle player as well. And let's see, what was that one? Oh, that one was The Maid of Mount Cisco and The London Ladies, a couple of reels. And then before that, I had inadvertently started a track that I didn't mean to, but that's all right. It was still a good one. It's called Drag Her Around the Road and James Murray's Number 2, a couple of reels from a duo, a husband and wife, June McCormack and Michael Rooney. They call themselves Dreoct. And I got another one queued up from them. She's from Sligo, and the one I've got queued up is an original composition from Michael Rooney called The Flight of the Earls Clan March and the Ulster Reel. So it's a march and a reel. Flight of the Earls from Dreoct.
Thank you.
So there you are, June McCormack and Michael Rooney. Michael's original composition, The Flight of the Earl's Clan March and the Ulster Reel. So Michael is on the harp, and then June plays the flute. As I said, she's originally from Sligo, and I think he's a Dublin man. Anyway, they're married, a couple in life and well as music, and they call themselves Dreacht. And so, well, let's see. You know, I'm a little confused because I dropped the CD that I intended to play. And it got crunched up. So I picked up a new CD from the Kilfenora Cayley Band. And just released, it's called Both Sides Now. And it is a compilation of traditional songs and then their interpretation of some pop songs. So the title song, Both Sides Now, is the Joni Mitchell song. And I think I'll do one called Our Last Night Together, composition of Sean Ryan. So it's Our Last Night Together and The Swan. Thank you. Gilfin or the Kaylee Band, their 10th CD called Both Sides Now. And picked that up at the record shop in Sligo Town. Speaking of Sligo Town, before I forget, Sunday night, doors at 6, show at 7, Teda, the band headed by Sligo fiddler Oisín MacDiarmada. And fine show, Soil Dove Underground. Tickets are still available. And I think if you miss it, you will miss some great live traditional music, as only Teda can play. I'll pull up a track from their new CD that was just released earlier this year, Kush Kaim Quile, As the Day Breaks. And speaking of Sligo, while I was there, climbed Knock na Ré and touched the cairn of Queen Maeve's tomb, and then saw the incredible view from the top of Knock na Ré. It's the highest point in Connacht, and there's a Yeats poem that mentions Knock na Ré, and then also went to the Glen Carr waterfall, and there is reference made to the Glen Carr waterfall in Yeats' poem, The Stolen Child. So I'm going to play The Stolen Child first, and then I'll cue up Red Hanrahan's song about, or poem about Ireland from Yeats.
The Stolen Child by W.B. Yeats. Where dips the rocky highland of Sleuth Wood in the lake, there lies a leafy island where flapping herons wake. The drowsy water rats, there we've hid our fairy vats, full of berries and of reddest stolen cherries. Come away, O human child, to the waters of the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Where the wave of moonlight glosses the dim grey sands with light, far off by furthest rosses, we foot it all the night, weaving olden dances, mingling hands and mingling glances, till the moon has taken flight. To and fro we leap and chase the frothy bubbles, while the world is full of troubles and anxious in its sleep. Come away, O human child, to the waters of the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Where the wandering water gushes from the hills above Glen Carr, in pools among the rushes that scarce could bathe a star, we seek for slumbering trout, and whispering in their ears, give them unquiet dreams, leaning softly out from ferns that drop their tears over the young streams. Come away, O human child, to the waters in the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Away with us, he's going, the solemn-eyed. He'll hear no more the lowing of the calves on the warm hillside, or the kettle on the hob sing peace into his breast, or see the brown mice bob round and round the oatmeal chest. For he comes, the human child, to the waters of the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than he can understand.
And look for the spark that lights the night,
but purer than
up in my eye. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I want. Ride on. See.
So, snuck in a bit of Christy Moore there. Saw him last trip to Ireland at the Hawkswell Theatre in County Sligo. And fine show that he put on. All right. Picked up a CD also from Liam Kelly, one of the best flute players around. And this is a compilation of tunes that Liam Kelly recorded in John McKenna's homestead, an intense mountain tarmon, close to the village of Drumcearen in North Leitrim. And Liam is playing the late John McKenna's original concert D flute, accompanied by Kevin Brehoney on piano. John McKenna was an Irishman, born in County Leitrim, grew up there, came to the United States in, I think in the early 1900s, recorded a lot of music between the 20s and 40s, and one of the finest flute players of the early days. Anyway, Liam Kelly has released an album called At Home with McKenna. And so I'm going to play a couple of tracks from that album. And one called Clancy's Dream and Leitrim Town. And then the ballroom favorite. Thank you. Liam Kelly on John McKenna's original D flute. Fine, fine tunes, fine flute playing from Liam Kelly. One of the other things I did while I was in Ireland, in County Cork, I went to the centenary ceremony for celebration of the 100th anniversary of the death of Michael Collins, and a very moving ceremony. The Taoiseach and Taoiseach and a member of Michael Collins' family all spoke, and reminded me of the Wolf Tones song about Michael Collins, and so I thought I'd play it tonight. And stay tuned at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Doug Gertner will take over the microphone and do a fair bit of Musica Mundi. So here's the Wolf Tones and Michael Collins.
Listen now, me true men, to my simple rhyme, for it tells of a young man cut off in his prime, a soldier and a statesman who laid down the law, and to die by the roadside in Lone Vale na Blaw. When barely 16, to England crossed o'er, for to work as a boy in a government store. But the volunteers call, he could not disobey, so he came back to Dublin to join in the fray. At Easter 1916, when Pierce called them out, the men from the Dublin battalion rode out. And in the post office, they nobly did show how a handful of heroes could outfight the foe. To Stafford and jails transported they were, as prisoners of England they soon made a stir. Released before Christmas and home once again, he branded old comrades together to train. Doyle Aaron assembled our rights to proclaim, suppressed by the English, yet think it a shame how Ireland's best and bravest were harried and torn from the arms of their loved ones and children you born. At Easter 1916, when Pierce called them out, the men from the Dublin battalion roved out. And in the post office, they nobly did show how a handful of heroes could outfight the foe. For years Mick eluded their soldiers and spies, for he was the master of clever disguise. With the custom house blazing, she found 'twas no use, and soon Mother England had asked for a truce. Oh, when will the young men a sad lesson scorn, that brother on brother they never should turn? Alas, that is split in our ranks ere we saw Mick Collins stretch lifeless in Lone Vale na Blaw. At Easter 1916, when Pierce called them out, the men from the Dublin battalion rode out. And in the post office, they nobly did show how a handful of heroes could outfight the foe. Oh, long will old Ireland be seeking in vain, ere we find a new leader to match the man slain. A true son of Grania, his name long will shine, oh, gallant Mike Collins, cut off in his prime. At Easter 1916, when Pierce called them out,
the men from the Dublin Battalion rode out. And in the post office, they nobly did show how a handful of heroes would outfight the foe.
All right, so yeah, the Wolf Tones, Michael Collins. Stay tuned now for
Let me sing the song for you.
And
song I wrote about
Music
Michael
of Monday.
Collins, the last moments
here
of
is
the life of
a
Michael
tune
Collins.
From Tata. And as I mentioned, they are going to be playing Sunday night, Soiled Dove, doors at 6, show at 7. Good tickets are still available. Go see it if you can. And here is Oisín MacDiarmada and Tata with a tune to whet your appetite for coming and seeing, hearing them live. So it has been my pleasure to be at the microphone tonight for Shoulta Gael. I'll be back tomorrow night for an hour of Swing Shift from 8 to 9, and then Jazz Lives from 10 to midnight. I'm back again with Shoulta Gael a week from tonight. Thanks for listening. Have a good evening.
Musica Mundi is Latin struggle for music of the world. On Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m., this international show spans the globe in musical styles. From obscure field recordings to new recordings of traditional styles, you'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU.
Folk music has always played an essential role in storytelling the American experience. Join us every Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Highway 322, an hour of folk music and Americana, where you'll hear the musical expressions of the common folk here in America. You'll be treated to an eclectic hootenanny of roots, acoustic, protest, folk revival, new folk, and so much more. That's Highway 322. Every Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m. on your radio station, KGNU.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at rebeccasherbs.com.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street and open daily at 11 a.m. More information at ParadiseFoundRecordsMusic.com or by calling 303-444-1760.
Welcome, welcome one and all to Musica Mundi on Wednesday, August 24th. I'm Doug Gertner, and as I settle in to the big chair at KGNU's Denver home in the Buell Public Media Center on land that is the traditional home of the Ute, Cheyenne, and Arapaho peoples, please be forewarned that I'm spinning the globe in ways that may cause some musical whiplash this evening. Beginning with Boubacar Traoré from Mali, this is Musica Mundi, World Music, until 10 p.m. on KGNU.
Enkanye moruma farafina muri baduyo Enkanye moruma faso bai muri baduyo Ae wilanga dua uke sanfimba inkanade Ae wilanga dua uke sanfimba inkanade E kanga seneke farafina kanga seneke E seneke laluyo, faso bain seneke laluyo. E wilanga seneba inke, sanfimba imbenala. E wilanga seneba inke, sanfimba imbenala. E kanga yiritu, farafina kanga yiritu. E kanga yiritu, faso bain kanga yiritu. Evilanga irinintu sanfimba imbenala Evilanga irinintu sanfimba imbenala Thank you.
ese serecio fara fina se serecio ese serecio fa so ben se serecio Evilanga duauke, se seresi betemede. Evilanga duauke, se seresi betemede. Enkanya moruma, farafina mori baliu. Enkanya moruma, faso bai mori baliu. Evilanga duauke, something bai kanade. I will anchor to a hook, something by Canada. Eh, Kanga Seneke, Farafina Kanga Seneke, Seneke Lalu.